All right, here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, speaking with Clayton Lawrence of Lawrence Farms in Mississippi. Where are you from in Mississippi, Clayton?
I'm from Lewisdale, Mississippi, George County, down the southeast corner of the state.
And you're involved with the Mississippi Peanut Growers?
Right. We've been founded for about 2 years now, the association has.
And what's your role with the Mississippi Peanut Growers?
Well, they voted me last year's president. I guess I'm the second president. Joe Morgan was the first one for a couple of years, and so, like I said, he turned it over to me. So we're still trying to make the peanut industry grow and develop in Mississippi and excited about peanuts.
How big is the industry in Mississippi?
I think we're up to, the estimations I've heard, around 28,000 acres this year. Mm-hmm. So we're up from probably 5,000 acres 5 years ago to 28,000. So we're growing significantly and there's still a little room to grow, we think, in Mississippi.
Well, that's pretty significant. Now, how is Mississippi Peanut Growers then helping to grow the industry in the state?
Well, like I said, this is our second year, and this actually we just still received checkoff dollars from last year. So it's been a long process of going through the legislature to get the checkoff dollars set up, which was a learning experience for us. But we're just getting that process started, and so we're still feeling our way and still funding some research for this year. Trying to, like I said, come to events like this to let the rest of the industry know that Mississippi is growing and has a place here, we think. And so we're still learning and feeling our way, but we're still working with the peanuts in Mississippi.
Well, as soon as you formed the organization, you became a part of the Southern Peanut Farmers Federation. Why is that?
Well, we felt like that it was a good organization and it was a group that we could learn from. Because of the experience with Georgia and Alabama, Florida, that was already set up, we didn't have to start our own in a lot of aspects. And so it was a group that we could join and readily be a part of and readily benefit from. So that was our main reason.
Do you feel kind of like the little brother learning from your big brothers there?
We do. We really do. And like I said, and we certainly appreciate having the opportunity to join and how much you have helped Mississippi and help the industry grow in that direction.
This seems to me to be very much a family here. You feel like you were very much accepted into the family?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, so we had nothing but help and good feelings from the other federation. So we certainly do, and we were happy to bring what little bit we did, a little bit of political aspect to Mississippi. We've always had a long political contacts, I guess you could say. And so we were happy to bring what little bit we could and some enthusiasm for the industry back 3 or 4 years ago when there wasn't a lot of enthusiasm for the industry. So we were happy to do that. We think we kind of revitalized in some aspects of the Federation.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Pleasure to meet you, Clayton.
I appreciate it.